On this episode of Secrets of Home Builders, Pat Cardone details all sorts of events going on in the market, including falling out contracts, the issue with millennials, rising rates, and plenty more.
Hi, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. It's springtime. It's a Friday. We should be heading to warm weather here in Chicago. Thought I'd report in, talk about what I've seen the last 10 days or so in terms of construction and rehabs in the north side of the city. Also in the suburbs. Been kind of a strange week as I've talked to different lenders and stuff, and I've heard that there is a great amount of contracts that are falling out. I'm told at a rate that people have not seen ever before, and the reason these contracts are falling apart is because of inspection issues. Now, discussions I had with a networking group of mine and with some other appraisers and stuff seems to be the feeling that the millennial wave is starting to have an impact on the market itself. And that millennial wave is not really wanting to buy stuff that's not 100% ready to go. And boy, does that put pressure on sellers. If you think about it, back when the big explosion before the crash happened in the early 2000s, houses that were in just okay condition were sold because I think it was partially, some of the last baby boomers, maybe it was, some of Generation X, Generation Y, just cashing in, getting properties before, because money was cheap at that time. So now here we are. We're in a rate environment where rates are rising and, the values are ticking up slightly. There's a whole bunch of apartments available in the city. There's plenty of rentals available in the suburbs. There is a lot of inventory in the suburbs, but a lot of it is not in that great a shape, and that's the same truth in the city. So, it's funny, I'm going to have a panel discussion, I believe, with some lenders, and perhaps myself, my partner Ryan, and a few other people, to discuss how listing agents can deal with this, because, there's a problem if people are putting in offers on houses, expecting these houses to be in a certain condition. Then once they get an inspector out there, the inspector's just doing his job. He's not there to tear the house apart, but he has to visually inspect, and he has to tell people, this is what I'm seeing. And sometimes what they're seeing just doesn't resonate well, either with the prospective buyer or perhaps their family. Somewhere along the line, there's a disconnect where minor problems appear to be, huge mountains. So, it's one of the funny things. One of the leading appraisal companies in the city was saying, people just don't realize how much paint makes a difference in your final sale price. I mean, it sounds corny, but it's true. Just repainting your entire house can probably bring you an extra $10,000 in value, in the offer value, not the actual appraised value, just in the offer value, right? Because nowadays, all these appraisals are all being catalog, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, everything, even the rural loans, they're all being cataloged so that, if anything changes down the line, basically the appraisals will be notified that there's a discrepancy with the way they're describing the property and that the last time the property was described to the lending institution. So that means, number one, that, any issues or any idea that the banks and the brokers and the builders are in cahoots. No, it's not. Now there's systems to follow up. And very strangely enough, that made me think, well, is that also mean that with people posting photos of their homes on Facebook and other social media sites? Just don't know. But I'm sure that banks are more than interested in the opinions that have collected over time. So now that everything is in the digital age, all of these records, plus all of the different times a house is appraised, is starting to be part of the public record. And that public record is seeping into bank records, which means it's seeping into appraisal valuation. How all this fits together is crazy because in the long run, there's lots of issues coming up in the state of Illinois that could affect overall valuation. One of the big ones is rent control. Rent control is illegal in the state of Illinois, according to state statute. But the city of Chicago, there are fact factions, and I don't mean factions in a bad way. I'm just saying there are people who believe that rent control is a way to help affordable housing. And although it may seem like the freeze is a good idea, what it will do, the unintended consequence of it, is that valuation of buildings will go down. Valuation of units will go down. So the multi-unit market could have a serious drop in value. And, you know, maybe not on the high end with the guys building it at, you know, 800 a square foot or something, but I'm saying the guys who are the rental holders, most of the people live, you know, if they're renting. And that type of issue is going to creep up again and again. And the thing that I see here is that in discussions with builders and architects and lawyers and everybody else, I mean, we're heading towards crisis in the way that we value and at the way that we try to accommodate everyone to have a wonderful living situation, which is hard to do when you have all different types of income variation, basically between, you know, those who are on fixed incomes and between those who will settle and work at a job for a long time with, you know, standard increases. More, you know, it's really shocking how many people are on that sort of pay scale, but it is what it is. This is what America is. It was just people can get jobs. From that job, they can buy houses. So affordability is going to become a problem, it looks like, maybe in the next couple of years. Because housing is in shortage right now. Money is still fairly inexpensive. Taxes are going up to cover the shortfalls in social programs and other necessary repairs and just, you know, agreed upon systems that have to run year after year. Now, let me get to the construction side. On the construction side, I've seen a lot of stuff this week that, you know, people are saying, hey, I'm tired of my house. Well, you know, one of my best friends told me that people are really going to quickly come to the realization once the rates get close to 6% that why would I sell my house at a 3% mortgage to buy something at a 6% mortgage? And that's going to become a real issue for a lot of folks. So that's where, you know, SG comes in, and other builders, and all of the members of the Builders Association, and all the other guys who go out there and work hard to put houses together for people. At some point, people are probably going to end up putting more money into their own homes to make their own homes more sustainable. We've looked at probably 5-6 bathrooms this week that we've bid, kitchens as well. We've also looked at new construction projects this week. I mean, we continue to see, on average, more than 2 leads a day coming in of people saying, hey, I either want to fix my house or I'm going to do something. So sentiment is really high. So right now, it's one of those times that if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you want to know valuation, you know, give us a call. Because, you know, Ryan and I, as I say in some of these podcasts, you know, we've done over close to 600 projects at this point. And those 600 projects, every time we do one, we had to look at value. And the value either was a green light to do the project or not to do the project. But that's the same thing for you as a homeowner or for you as a real estate broker. If you don't understand that sometimes you're showing even a condo downtown and you say, hey, oh, you can fix this place up for X amount of dollars. Well, it may not be true. But, you know, you've got to look at the final value and make sure you understand that you just can't create new values or high market highs just out of the blue. This was one of our long-term discussions we had this week at my networking group, is that, you know, where do these numbers come from? How do people expect to gain this value when there's nothing in the market? I mean, if you paint your house, yeah, you might get somebody offer you 10 grand more, but your house is not worth 10 grand more. The house is worth what the house is worth based on the sales in the last 6 months. Anyway, we also did some bids this week, some great projects. Hope we get them. They look wonderful. Love the people who want to build them. You know, it's tough. Once again, all of this stuff fits together because the more stuff they put into the projects, harder it is to make budgets fit what their hope So that kind of falls on the where you've got to have a wish list and where you've got to have a list of, oh, potentially, you know, I could live without it. So overall, things are looking good, though. I mean, people are looking to do business. People are looking to build. People are looking to get their houses repaired. People are looking to fix things up. On the labor front, we're pretty short. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who are looking for work, but they're probably, you know, either not connected to the right people or they're just, their quality has not really brought them to the attention of others. There's a couple good things that came out of our meeting this week with the Builders Association. One of them being that, you know, we're hoping to try to work with the city and with others to, you know, come up with some sort of job training situation where we can accredit maybe some teachers. I don't know if it can happen. It may be a long-term plan because, you know, these things move slowly. We've also come up with an idea to educate the contractors who fail inspections. Those failed inspections cost everybody. You know, there's only so much productivity that you can get out of one person in one day. And when that one person works to get something done and then can't get the place inspected in a timely manner, it costs everybody, from the owner to the worker to the contractor to the bank. You know, it costs everybody time, it costs everybody stress. So anyway, I think things are moving forward in a great, positive way. My partner Ryan told me today that one of our clients is coming back talking about building a new house down in Naperville. That would be fantastic. We've looked at some big projects in Barrington as well for some folks. So things are looking up. And just remember, here at SG Home Builders, we do believe in taking care of the client, number one. I saw a great article today on LinkedIn from my partner Ryan where he was talking about our commitment to being true. And really, it's, you know, it's our commitment to you that whatever we tell you, we will deliver as best we can, and we will always be transparent. We will always be reliable, you know. We'll always understand, and we'll always execute for you. We want to make everything happen to get your life in order once a construction project starts.
Thanks for listening. If you're looking for more information on how you can build or remodel a custom project of your own, please visit us at sghomebuilders.com.